Welcome to Sports Day, and joining us off the top tonight, off the back of a horrible performance, is the General Manager of Football Operations at the Fremantle Football Club, Chris Bond. Good evening, Bondy. How are you?
Hi, Carl.
Nice to talk to you, mate. Well, what did you make of the performance yesterday?
Look, it was obviously really disappointing. I mean, anyone who watched it, which there would have been a lot of people who did, would be as disappointed as us in regards to it. So, yeah, we've obviously got back late last night and spent the day with the coaches working through some things, and the players will be in tomorrow, and we'll start our process from there.
I did tweet yesterday that pulling on the jumper deserves more than this. I was just really surprised by, you know, just some of the, and we talk about effort down at Fremantle, but just some of the effort that was put in by a lot of seasoned campaigners. They were way off the mark yesterday.
Yeah, I can't argue with that. It was a performance none of us were proud of. And look, the playing group were obviously devastated as well. And you're right, our brand has been a lot stronger than that. But unfortunately, last year's performance, was really disappointing and not acceptable as well. And we started the year off poorly. But look, from our end, we're working incredibly hard to get it right. And that's our job, hence the fact that the players and coaches will start that process. Well, the coach has started it today and the players will start it again tomorrow.
Bondy, I get the feeling that going into the season, you guys thought you would be better than what you're showing at the moment. You'd be around the mark. I'm not sure if you probably honestly thought you're a finals team, but does this dramatically change things, the way that you manage the list and particularly managing the team going forward?
Not really, Paul. I think our main focus is to get back playing better football. And I know, as basic as that sounds, that's been our first process all along. We came into this team, we came into this season certainly understanding where our list is at and the significant amount of changes that we made to our list and some young players that we'll be able to bring onto our list. So really, from an expectations point of view, we've never gone into a season thinking, you know, how it's going to end up and what it's going to do. You need to earn the right to play finals, and we've known that over a period of time. So, look, the bottom line is that our football's not at a standard that our players, Ross, our coaches and staff and supporters expect it to be at. So that's our first priority that we have to fix, and that's what we're working on.
Do you have confidence that the players are working to a certain game plan? Because you can talk about poor skills, but from my experience, poor skills come from not having a game plan that everybody's in tune with and playing on instinct rather than thinking about what they're doing. To me, at the moment, players are scared to make a decision, and when they do, it's obviously turning the ball over.
Well, there's certainly some poor decisions. I can't question that with you, Paul. You're exactly right, mate. I think early in the game on the weekend, anyone who watched would have seen that giving the ball back to the opposition is something, especially where the ball was given back to them, just means it's nearly undefendable and you're going to get scored against. So with that, that certainly causes a lot of, not only to get you out of the game early, it gives you, you're just chasing tail all the time, and that can affect, how proactive and confident the players are. So I certainly agree with you. I think one of our strong positives has been, a game plan built on everybody understanding and knowing since Ross has walked in the door exactly what they're doing. And we're still confident that's the case, but obviously we need to implement better, and that's what we're not doing.
The one thing, as Hayes just said about being scared to make a mistake, but I think that the basic that can fix this pretty quickly is getting that skill right. And maybe, getting out of the meeting room, Bondy, and I know we sit in front of videos in the modern game, and there's a lot of these other areas that coaches, with all the coaches that there are these days that we work on, but maybe just the simple kicking and handballing drills under a little bit of pressure out in the park might be a way to go.
Yeah, Carl, it's a really good point you bring up. I mean, one of the big focuses for any AFL team is really, taking it from the class to the grass, really, isn't it? The ability to take what's been said inside out onto the grass and out onto the training track. So, look, to be quite honest, our training during the week was good. We're obviously at a new facility. It was just outstanding for the club and the team and everyone involved. And, we had a really good week on the track after the Geelong game, but it didn't flow on into the match. So, like I said, we spent the day having a look at it again today, certainly going through the game, but putting some things forward for the week, because that's the job. We have to make sure that we do everything right to perform better against, probably a club that's in the top two or three in the competition, certainly last year's premiers.
Now, obviously, they'll have to be changed because you can't play like that and not change things.
Yeah, well, Ross is on the record as saying that, you know, we're going to have to really look closely at that, and we will. And, I mean, we have to start rewarding some efforts that have been at Peel. I know Peel didn't get the job done on the weekend, but really before that, there's been some really strong efforts. And we think that there are players that we need to reward doing that. But we're not going to rush into that. It's not going to be something that's ad hoc. We've got match committee on Wednesday and lead into Thursday, and we'll make sure that we look at, you know, every position and every player and go through it really thoroughly. But at the end of the day, Carl, you're right. You know, it wasn't acceptable, and there's usually consequences for that.
Bondi, in your mind, what has gone wrong? I look back and I look at the pursuit of getting a premiership that the same guys were rewarded and given an opportunity, which is fair enough. But there wasn't much youth added to the side, particularly through 13, 14 and 15. And the other thing for mine is the recruiting. If you look at the guys that are under 25, there's not much there. Are you satisfied with the recruiting staff that they're getting the right people in the door?
Well, yes, I am. I'd probably question a little bit. I mean, 2013, when we made the grand final, I think, you know, our draft in 2012, to be able to get players like Lachie Neale and Tom Sheridan and Cam Sutcliffe and Lee Spur and those sort of players in, we have been able to develop those sort of players. We think there's a great batch of young players that are coming through as well. But I think, you know, even looking at other players that have played and we've been able to develop, there's certainly doing everything we can to get everything out of the players and the best out of the players that we can do as well. So from a recruiting process, I understand fully how hard they work and how they go about it, but it's a key component of what we've tried to do. The turnover of last year is really significant, and the players that we've brought in, obviously Bradley Hill is most experienced of those players with nearly 100 games, but the other players are really players that have played 20 and 30 games, and then you bring a half a dozen first-year players as well. They will take time, and they will take time to develop, and we're working, doing everything we can to work with those players.
There's been a lot of criticism afforded towards the coach, and I don't know if you have a look at social media, Bondi, but I'm sure that you probably can't help it at times. What do you say about your coach, Ross Lyon?
Oh, look, from our end, well, firstly, social media is not high on my agenda, Carl, I'll be honest with you.
But I mean, I'm sure that there is some of it that you can't help but see and hear when you're walking around town.
Going back to your question, I mean, from a footy club point of view, we really, you know, it's hugely positive to have someone like Ross at our club. He's the first experienced coach we've ever had. And when he arrived in 2012, you know, the history is obviously we've gone to grand finals and preliminary finals and finals. But the strength of Ross is he's the first person to put his hand up and say, what we're doing at the moment isn't working, and we all take responsibility for that. You know, we've got strong stability at the club, both through our CEO and board, Ross, and key people at the club as well. So, look, from our point of view, to have him as a long-term coach at our football club is just, it's just outstanding for us and the path we're taking, and no one could be better as heading it up than he is.
Now, Bondi, you're at the footy club at 90 in the year 99. 2001, a lot of people have come out today and said that the club is in a worse position than when Damien Drum was there. What is your take on that?
Oh, look, it's obviously from our situation, we've lost the first two games and haven't played at a level we need to play. So, you know, I would really question the fact that, you know, what we've done in the past is continuing. We're going to give every amount of effort that we can to continue to improve. And from my understanding, I get that people are disappointed. I fully understand it, and we accept that. But from our end, we think we've got a young, talented list. We've still got some players we've got to get best out of, and that's our job. We've got to make sure that we perform better as a team and those players perform better individually. And that's the focus, and that's what we'll continue to work out and do.
Bit of talk around today also from Dennis Cometti about the Nat 5 situation. Is there any circumstance that you would entertain potentially looking to the draft and getting some draft picks for a player like that?
Oh, look, our priority is for Nat to be a long-term footy player at this club. Like, ultimately, that'll be Nat's decision, but I think for everyone involved and what we want to do is it's really important for Nat to be here and be captain at this club for a long period of time. What he's been able to deliver since he's been here is outstanding. He's an incredibly great role model for our group, our players, and our club. And, yeah, look, we're confident that he'll make that decision to stay with us for long term. But, I mean, we'll worry about that when the decision's made.
Be nice to talk to you on a Monday without your helmet on. You must feel like you're getting absolutely smashed, Bondi. But I suppose, what can you do? I mean, when you see that happening out there on the field and we're all judged by performances out on the field, there's no escape, is there?
No, it's a good point. We are all judged by performances on the field. And I've been lucky enough to be in this game for, you know, 28, 29 years, you know, as playing and coaching and administrator. And so I've seen the highs and I've certainly seen the lows. And like I said, I think we've got some really strong stability here where we're all going to work together to make sure we get out of this. And we're doing everything we can, both players and staff, to make sure that happens.
Respect and appreciate you fronting up tonight and having a chat to us here on Sports Day, mate. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, Carl. Thanks, Paul.